Wow, we just watched The Big Short, and let me tell you, I am ready to pretend I know everything about about finance.
Credit swaps or something.
It's a movie about my dick.
It's called Credit Wife Swap, and it's where Adam tries to make money by letting people fuck his ass.
Whose wife is he?
You're the wife. You're the wife. A guy swaps his wife for your ass.
Yeah, I trade.
Adam invented a financial.
What it is people trade their wife to Adam to fuck Adam in the ass, and then Adam
gets the
sells
wife.
Sells the wife.
Yeah, Adam sells. Then the wife puts on a strap on and fucks him.
And then yes, the wife fucks him also. And then they steal the money he got from selling her pussy.
Oh, well, it's all part of my business plan to lose money.
Oh, yes, bitch.
Speaking of business plans, so I reached out to Casper Mattresses because I know they sponsor a lot of New York podcasts and asked them to sponsor mine in exchange for a mattress. And they ignored my email. So fuck that company. That's the official stance of me. I got a Tough the Needle mattress.
Fuck Casper,
which
bitch.
Is all right. You know, they didn't give me a free mattress either.
What the fuck, dude? We should get a free mattress. What there's 100 mattress companies.
What I want now that I
100.
I didn't know.
At least.
Oh, nice.
At least 100.
There's 100 mattresses.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about, bitch.
What are you laughing?
There's 100 fucking in a box.
Stop said that there was 100 mattresses. Companies.
He just means a lot. Have you never heard an estimation in your life before?
I think there's more. You think there's more than 100?
Listen, I just watched The Big Short, so I don't joke around about numbers.
Yeah, here's a number for you. Five and three quarters.
Suck my dick. That's
yeah. That's the inches that are going to go in your ass soon.
Yeah.
Here's a number for you. Three-fifths, and that's what slaves were counted as during the Three-Fifths Compromise.
Anyways, but I'm looking at Marriott, Scott.
Oh, yeah, you want to buy nice sheets, huh?
Well, no, I mean, Marriott has the whole bed, and I figure if you're going to spend $1,400 on
That's for the bed?
One set of sheets. No, that's just the bedding.
The bedding is $1,350, right?
Yeah, if you go to shopmarriott.com, you click on the Marriott bed.
Wait, Marriott has a store?
Yeah, dude.
What else they got in there? They got little bottles.
Robes,
shit?
Probably.
Robes.
Probably those slippers.
They got fucking jizz
Terry
everywhere.
Cloth shit.
Every hotel remote is definitely covered in jizz, right?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Here's my question. Why can't guys wear juicy tracksuits?
You know I would be all the fuck over that.
Yeah, why not?
They don't make them nice. In my size.
I would wear a juicy.
I guess they make velour tracksuits for men.
Hold on. Which is better, inner spring mattress or a foam mattress?
Spring,
I mean,
I think.
It's
personal preference. I have a foam.
Do I have a foam?
You have Tough the Needle, right?
Either Tough the Needle or Casper. I don't remember. I threw one away because I thought I had bed bugs.
They're foam.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are foam. I mean, those are like inner. You get those online and they're like rolled up.
I feel like you fuck better on a spring mattress.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like I have.
I don't know. I feel like a spring mattress is kind of like a waste of space almost, right? If you slice it like a piece of cake, there's a ton of air on the inside there.
Yeah, but
oh, here you go.
Get that spring, that nice bounce.
Yeah. So here's for the Platinum Stitch
skins.
Bed and bedding set from shopmarriott.com. Mm-hmm. You got to choose the mattress type or go foam. Size, we'll go queen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You don't need a king.
Adam's sexual.
You're a fucking idiot.
Orientation. Why, dude? King would be nice. You're like a king
in
a king.
You need a big bedroom for a king.
That's true. I mean, yeah, we don't have the space. But
why is it called California King? That's my question.
Because it's a different shape.
It's bigger though, right?
No, it's a different shape.
It is bigger.
A regular,
it's longer.
It's longer, but a regular king is 4 inches wider.
Oh,
it's
California King is narrower.
California King swaps 4 inches out of the width for length.
Interesting.
Oh.
But then there's also a Texas King, which is extremely rare, and it's like three times the size of both.
Oh, that's real. I thought you were going to say it's like it executes retards or something.
No, that's any bed.
Yeah,
they get caught up in there. They can't get out. No. So,
wait, how do they sleep if they get caught up in the bed?
Upside down.
Standing up.
Oh,
like bats.
Like
vampires.
Yeah, they go out at night and they suck candy out of vending machines. Yeah. I want to suck your candy.
your Twizzlers.
I want to suck your candy. My name is Dracula.
Retarded Elmer Fudd who thinks he's Dracula.
Hello, it's me, Dracula.
Oh, shit, dude. This is a real good one. I want to see how specific.
We're 3 minutes in, dude. I wouldn't bank on it. So $3,400, you can get the whole thing. I feel like a dummy for wasting my money on a Tufted Needle mattress.
Yeah, dude.
When I could have been living like a... like a businessman.
Like, yeah, like a guy
traveling
on his wife.
Salesman going around town. You know, I'll stay at the Marriott. I used to stay in the Econo Lodge, but I got HIV there one time. I got taken care of, but boy, I tell you, never again. No more Econo Lodges after that.
How did you get it taken care of?
Don't worry about it. I don't have it anymore. I've decided. You know, I mean, that's the thing about...
that's miraculous.
Do you know who Ray Sharkey is?
Mm-mm.
He's a... an actor from the 80s, but he got HIV from sharing needles back when it was like gays only.
Oh,
you know?
Damn.
Pause. Keep your mitts off HIV, straight guys.
Yep.
This stuff is gays only. Ray Sharkey got it, and then his agent was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to tell anybody, not even women that you're sleeping with.
So he was just giving people AIDS?
Yeah, he was giving like all these women AIDS.
God forbid he put on a fucking condom. Man, salute. I mean, I don't respect what he did.
That he like killed.
No, that's horrible.
Jesus Christ.
He's a murderer. Yeah.
He really, but the man
is a murderer.
Is committed to raw dogging.
Yeah.
I don't respect
he gave,
it.
Like, he gave like one interview right before
I would
he
never
died,
do it.
Where they were like asking him, they're like, so you were just giving people AIDS. He's like, well, the disease is a funny thing. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You just
it's not diarrhea.
Yeah,
it's
like, he's just in denial until the day he died that he, you know, he's just convinced he didn't have AIDS. When he's going around at 75 pounds, you know. Adam, you might have AIDS, dude.
Why?
I mean, you have the body.
Because I don't weigh a lot.
Yeah. Have you ever had a venereal?
I don't think
so. I'm crystal clean, baby.
No, Adam got it from sharing needles.
Mm.
From sharing estrogen needles with the other fellas down at the clinic.
From Sharon Needles? He fucked Sharon Needles, the drag queen.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a RuPaul's Drag Race reference.
Oh.
It's a great show.
I've seen it, I think, once or twice.
It's very good.
I was a contestant.
Lou Rawls Drag Race?
Yeah.
Lou Rawls Drag Race? Lieutenant Rawls Drag Race. Damn, bro. So, you're going to get a little bedding, you know? I just bought a cold brew container.
That's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, we said we were going to review that.
I haven't bought it yet, but I just got it off Amazon and it works great. So that's a tax write-off.
Tufted Needle sent me this free mug.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
No, how much for a $700?
I just put the sticker on the.
Oh. Why did you trick us so, Nicholas?
I'm a trickster, dude.
That's true. You're Loki.
We're entering my moon phase. I'm a trickster moon.
I love all the trickster gods and shit. The Greek, the little satyrs and shit.
Satyrs?
Yeah, he was like a half man, half goat, and he was horny as shit, and he was a trickster. He was just like a little goat guy who was fucking.
Isn't that Pan?
Maybe it was Pan, but I think they're called satyrs. And
how about this? Poon's Labyrinth, and it's about a vagina that twists and turns.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
You know, yeah. I've never seen Pan's Labyrinth, so.
I think it's something about war or something.
No,
like an allegory.
Pacific. Oh yeah, it is during the Spanish
Pacific
Civil War.
Rim, and it's about eating out a Hawaiian girl's asshole.
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would like that, whether it was a movie or just an
Those
activity I got to do.
Del Toro, right?
Did he? Yeah, he made Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim goes off.
I forget that. Yeah, that movie rules.
How about Gay Queermo Del Toro?
That's good.
Wow. It's Gay Queermo Del Homo.
That's very good.
Wow.
Ryan Shutt, my roommate, is roast battling Adam.
Guillermo del Toro?
No, Adam Amawala, and I told him he should use his call him Adam Gay Koala.
That is a good one, dude. Ryan's going to win that roast battle.
Yeah.
I call him Adam Gay Koala, be like, what are you sucking, eucalyptus flavored dicks? You fucking gay koala.
That's a good roast.
You're really bad at roast jokes, dude.
Huh?
You can only do self-deprecating humor. You're bad at roasting.
I don't like... Yeah, I'm not good at roasting. Yeah. I mean, I had a couple okay ones.
You're good at roasting.
I'm okay at it.
Yeah. Really?
You're Stav fine at wrestling.
Stav goes up on stage and they're like, Stav's fat. And Stav's like, ladies, I love chocolate. I'm like, is that a roast joke?
I don't like roasting because I'm not a mean guy. I'm cute. I'm a nice boy. You know,
you're good at roasting, like doing crowd work roasting.
That's true. Yeah. If it's in the moment, if I'm
you're pretty good at Funny Moms last week.
Yeah, that drunk woman was insane.
That drunk woman.
If you're out there, holler at me. You're my wife.
Yeah, honestly, I thought you're gonna smash. Afterwards.
I did.
Yeah,
I fucked her six times. So that's that.
The classic six-time fuck. One fuck for every bullet in the gun.
The machine gun fuck, dude. Boys, I never really gave you guys the rundown from Greece, man. Don't you guys want to know about my magical trip?
No, you've tried to
trip?
Do it three times, and we've gotten bored. So I don't know if
okay,
that's
well, guess what, bitch? I'm not saying anything anymore. Well, that's that. You know, yeah, I had notes
and
everything.
Try and tell us a story about George, you know.
No, it's not about
buying
George.
Buying shoes.
He never bought shoes, so... You yeah. know? And I haven't seen you open a beer with your gifts, by the way.
Adam kept shoving that thing in his mouth.
It's well, I just have an oral fixation.
Beer opener, and he's sticking the dick
I don't know what you
mouth.
Mean, little dick-shaped. I think it was...
He said literal.
Oh. I think it was pretty average slash small. Slash
average
slash
colors,
large.
Too. That's what a normal dick looks like.
Yeah, like a seafoam green dick.
Yeah, like phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
Like Ray Sharkey's Phoenix dick. Shouts out Ray Sharkey. He's the real ass dude of the week. He's the real ass dude. Who's making those songs for Lewis?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, we need somebody to make a song for a thing I say in the middle of the show. Yeah. Not the theme song of the show.
I feel like Lewis is really good at mobilizing people to do work for him for not a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like graphic design work and like... Production
I
work
pays people.
Well, yeah, but I feel like he has like a debt. He's good
Lewis,
at
Lewis is
crowdsourcing.
Lewis is definitely good about paying people, but he's not charitable. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah,
oh, interesting.
Sure.
What's,
I pay people and I'm charitable. Like I give you guys money for shit that I shouldn't.
Like what?
Advertising income.
Come on, we should get advertising income.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, certainly not the split that it is.
We're selling our asses too.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to do a read.
I get to cut all the money that Adam brings in. Well, Adam doesn't touch any of the money.
Yeah.
When he goes out on the street, the money comes to me.
Yeah. He's got to kick up.
Yeah. His pimping ain't easy.
Where's his taste?
I'm sorry, Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy needs his taste.
Thanks, Daddy.
Don't call me that.
Thanks for protecting me, Daddy.
Thank you, Papito.
It's dangerous
Thank
out
you,
on
Papito.
These streets.
Thank you,
Papito. Did you watch the Pimp Show yet?
Which one?
Show? The James Franco Pimp Show?
No,
I'm not watching that show.
All right.
Man, everyone keeps asking
it
me
looks
to
like shit,
review
dude.
The
it's good.
Autistic Doctor show.
Why does it look like shit?
I don't know. It looks weird.
What do you mean weird?
It doesn't look good. What the fuck do you want me to say?
Yeah, those period. There's like those period drama.
Yeah, it's cheesy, dude.
Recent. No. What are those called? Not
it's
they're
good.
Not period dramas, but like Mad Men or recent history period.
Period
dramas.
Piece.
Yeah, it's
a
period
piece.
Drama.
I feel like that look has
Mad Men
they,
does look
they
cool.
have worn that out and now,
I have an
now
affinity,
the trick doesn't work anymore.
I have an affinity for anything that's set in like shit New York. Like 1970s, like when it looked bad.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
like that.
Everyone
that,
likes
that.
That
always
that's
gets
cool.
me.
That's not cooler.
I think that always American gets me. Hustle was the movie that sort of broke.
American Hustle
that.
Sucked.
That movie sucked my cock yeah. hard.
I liked it, but I mean, I think
well, how
I
did you like that?
It.
It sucked.
Because it's a movie about con artists, and it's a movie that does everything it can to con
the
you into
thinking
it's a good movie.
The mafia
should have
killed them at the end or whatever. I don't remember, but I remember I had a big issue with it. They got off scot-free. They would have gotten got.
Now, what's good about American Hustle is that it's a bunch of bad performances...
Yeah, it was,
yeah, that's why I didn't like it.
It looks like shit, and it's a gimmick, but that's like the kind of the whole point. They're con men, and the movie itself is a con.
Yeah, listen, I don't need the whole movie to be making a point. You know, that's too much for me.
That's
I want to enjoy myself
this.
While it's going on.
The biggest play in the movie isn't like you know the heist with the sheik or whatever. It's when you get to the end of the movie and. You let a bunch of critics tell you that Jennifer Lawrence is a good actress. Yeah.
She did
the
have the
ultimate rube is you, the viewer, you know, and the critics that fell for it and said that movie was good.
She did
because
have
it's not good. If you're a critic and you think it's good, you're an idiot.
You're a fucking moron for yeah. sure. But them titties were looking juice.
She's hot, dude.
In that movie.
Although I got pissed
she
off.
She had him bouncing.
I got pissed off
that
when I read
where she's dancing and singing and the like improv Klaus cleaning scene. is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen.
Well, just being an actor is pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing, but they're like, yeah, she totally improv'd that. I'm like, yeah. It's not surprising. It's a fucking jarring scene.
We improv this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're actors. It looked like she was acting like a fucking asshole on the set, and you just let her go. You know?
Yeah. She really is too famous.
I don't like her because... this is a pretty misogynistic reason, but after the Fappening leak, her like official statement,
what pissed
you're, me off.
You're against that she didn't want people to see her fucking titties against her will?
Yeah, she's an actress, dude.
That's rude, dude.
She sells her titties all the time.
No, but on her terms.
Whatever.
I've
it's not
never
the biggest deal in the world. That's all I'm saying. All
right, leak a picture of your cock.
We're talking. We've
leak
talked
a picture of your cock. Right now, tweet
I'll
a
do that. That's
comment.
Fine.
Well, I'm
an
actress. She got treated unfairly because Passengers, which I've defended on the show before,
yes, you have.
She was bitching about not getting paid as much as men, so she got like $20 million or some fucking outrageous number for that movie, like $7 million more than Chris Pratt.
Oh, damn!
And then everyone was like, "This is the worst movie that anyone's ever made."
Well, that's why. No, I mean, the guy we talked about it off mic maybe, but the guy that did the Fappening got like 15 years in jail.
It's fucked up.
Insane. That is so long to go to jail.
Yeah, and you can't jerk off in jail.
15 years
you'll beat the shit out of
you. I mean,
you
shouldn't steal people's fucking titties and pussies and put them on display.
That's not
for
why
everyone.
You got 15 years.
It was because
you got 15 years
violating
for humiliating
Apple's security protocol. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he got it. It had nothing
which
to
is
do
a
with
point
the
I already made to Adam, but now he's gonna just talk over me. stated as his own opinion.
All right, sorry, I won't talk again. I'm sorry.
Thank God. Just don't repeat something that I told you.
Well, that's why obviously why he got punished. It. Oh, so you invented that?
Yes, I did.
You're the first person to say that.
I am the first person to say that.
No, it's just a fact.
Is it a fact?
Some may say a tidbit.
We're
a
entering
tidbit.
Adam's fact corner. This is, tell us more about the
I'm paleo again.
What? Sorry. I'm being yelled at about the cat going through the garbage.
Yeah, Phyllis is eating your ham garbage.
Phyllis is a bum.
I didn't put any ham in
there's ham garbage. Juice all
I
over.
I ate all my fucking ham.
Is there any more ham? I'm hungry.
No, dude. I hate it all. I get the organic.
You do
the Applegate ham.
Applegate ham.
Ooh,
I dice that shit.
Look at Big Dick Soldier over here.
I put that
here.
In my breakfast.
Mr. Fucking organic ham.
Well, that's what they have at the
that's
store.
That's the only shit they sell at the store.
Yeah,
actually.
Really.
Yeah, the bodegas here is this like cross section of like
the lowest
know, garbage
grade.
Shit, yeah, and then like you know. Free range yogurt
for $9.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
And it's dusty for some reason on the packaging.
Yeah,
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, this fucking seltzer I just bought is like covered in dust.
Adam loves eating dust.
Yeah,
because he's a fucked up bug.
What the fuck kind of insult is that?
You're a fucked up bug, dude.
Bug.
You're a ladybug with a fucked up face up front and not enough spots.
Yeah,
dude, there's way too much red.
You got one spot.
Ladybug
on your forehead. Everyone calls you, they call you the Indian ladybug. You get made fun
the
of.
The reverse Indian.
One black spot on your red body.
Are there guy ladybugs?
Yeah.
It's
you are.
Suck, dude.
You
everyone
are.
Thinks you're a girl. Yeah.
That's what you are.
They probably all have gender dysphoria. That's my new Jerry Seinfeld observational bit about ladybugs. Sorry, I try to work that into the show this week.
Is that a
What's
real bit?
What's the deal no, with trans people? You can't cut your dick off. That's wrong.
You sound like the guy from the SNL intro.
Pardo.
Here's me, Jerry
Horatio
Seinfeld. Don't cut your dick off. That's crazy.
What's his name? Pardo?
Don Pardo.
Don Pardo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's
Horatio Sands. A dick's like that tag on a mattress. You don't know why you can't cut it off, but you can't.
Musical guest, Hoobastank. Nice.
Yeah, that's
nice try.
That's a good. No, I thought that I did better.
Who are your
nice
favorite announcers?
I think my impression was actually better than yours.
I'm not doing.
You
an
do
impression.
Most. You do
I'm
most.
Doing Jerry Seinfeld.
He's doing Seinfeld.
Oh, and it's spot doing on. Don Pardo.
No, you said and that. That's Jerry how this whole. Hold on. The this started by you making fun of him by saying it sounds more like Don Pardo. Now you're claiming
I
you thought
that we transitioned seamlessly into a Don Pardo thing.
Horatio Sands.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
I thought that sounded pretty
Daryl Hammond is now the fucking announcer because Pardo kicked the fucking
yo, apparently Daryl Hammond.
There's a guy who's got Ham in his name.
That's true.
Daryl Hammond apparently his life is like real as
who
shit.
Else? Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Hamilton.
Alonzo musical. Hamburger Jones.
No.
No.
What, hamburger?
No,
dude?
Because no. That's actual word ham. It doesn't make sense.
Come on, man.
What do you mean?
Come on, man. You know why
ham,
it doesn't
it's
work.
It's the word hamburger.
You know, you understand why it doesn't
his
work.
Name is,
his name is not
the
hamburger.
Criteria that we
that's
were just
not,
doing.
That's his fucking nickname. If I was named
okay,
fucking
so we
Ham
have to do
Dick
Christian.
Jones.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know
not
we had to
Christian
do our fucking
name.
Christian. Because you're saying fucking stage names probably for most of those guys.
Hammurabi. Some guy named Hammurabi. The guy Hammurabi's code.
That's not an actor.
Who said it had to be actors?
That's what we were doing.
Keep
just
up,
now.
Adam, all right? Me and Nick are doing a great bit where we're naming people
oh
who
God.
Have ham in their name. Okay? And you're dragging us down, brother.
Why are you
I
always
think
trying
Alonzo
to ruin the show, dude?
Okay?
We're not even being mean to you anymore.
Right.
We
stopped
being
that.
Mean to you, and you're actively trying to derail the show by...
You called me a ladybug who eats dust.
I
that
said
was a compliment.
Up,
you fucked up. I said
was,
you were a ladybug.
Yeah, we were just trying to name
that's
things
a compliment?
Anymore.
Well, then thank you.
It's not an insult to say what you are.
Yeah, that is what you are, literally.
I'm not a bug who
you
eats dust.
You are a ladybug.
That's a mean thing.
There's a fucking little gas bug. We're just holding a mic up to its mouth, and that's what you guys are hearing talk right
I'm
now.
I'm not a bug. I'm the tallest cumboy boy. I tower over you. Both
you
of you.
You don't tower over shit.
That's why the anger.
You
the
tower over the
Napoleonic
dust,
anger that I get from you guys.
Whatever, dude.
From down in your... Down in...
I will...
I'm up here in the troposphere. Me and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and...
You're short and ugly.
I'm not short and ugly.
Yeah, you are.
I'm tall and handsome.
Nope.
And I get more attractive every year. And every
you
year you get
you
fatter and balder.
Don't. I get.
He actually hasn't gotten fatter and balder. He's been the same.
The
bald
same
for
since
probably
I've
last
been,
3 years.
Yeah,
and he's gotten less fat.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Well, I got fatter, but I've lost half the
no
weight I gained.
You're ugly. You've always been ugly. You always will be ugly.
That's not true. You haven't known me my whole life. I was way
I've
ugly.
I've seen pictures. You were fucked up looking.
I was butt ugly.
I know.
And now I'm cute.
You're
and
not
now,
that cute.
Now you can't name things with ham in them.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Said Alonzo Hamburger
Oh, show. My God.
Dude, I don't know how many times we're going to have to fucking correct
this. Is
you
fucked
this.
Up, dude. You're really
anyhow,
pissing
anyhow,
me the fuck off right now.
We need to
right
move
now.
On from this.
We do,
we were trying to have a fun game to kill time with, and you fucking ruined it.
Let's see how long we can do. I mean, we were kind of running dry, honestly. I went for Hammurabi.
Yeah, I think that the getting mad at me thing stretched
John
it out.
Hamm,
no, I'm that. Tired of doing that. Anthony Hamiltop.
Okay.
That's a guy.
Who's that?
Anthony Hamilton.
Shut up, dude.
That's
singer,
not a person.
Black singer.
Yeah, he is.
We already said Hamilton.
So, if people keep asking me to review the show with the autistic doctor...
That's
which
a show?
I'm not going to do.
Which show is that?
There's a show now where it's like that Toby from the West Wing is like, yes, he may be retarded, but he's the best doctor I've ever seen in my life. And it's like, you know, he's Doogie Howser, but he's,
yeah,
you know, he's got,
he's got
he
the mind
child?
Of a child.
Yeah. Doogie Howser MR. That's what I was calling him. MR stands for mental retardation. In
that's
America.
Good.
In the medical community.
Yeah.
Instead of Doogie Howser MD, which is okay. The name of the original Doogie Howser show.
Yeah,
yeah.
You would think there would be an easier Doogie Howser pun. Doogie seems like it rhymes with a lot of stuff, but it doesn't.
Doogie, sort of boogie.
Amtrak Howser? No.
Amtrak?
Some train related.
Yeah, yeah, because he's retarded.
He's retarded.
Yeah.
He is autistic.
So the autistic doctor, he only delivers babies in elevators.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
That's a joke you could do about that show. You want to go ahead and repeat that to your friends, maybe?
What network is it on? Let's talk, you know.
It's probably business. Is it on like a major network?
Yeah, it's on like CBS or ABC.
Oh, that's
autism
nice.
Is huge right now. Everybody wants to have a show where an autistic guy does something not autistic.
We remember when we were hanging out with those girls when we first moved here? And that girl told us about that show she auditioned for.
Oh, yeah. That fucking dumb bitch, dude. And I'm not trying to be a misogynist
here,
but
she's a stupid,
dumb bitch.
Fucking bitch.
Like, I don't know. I mean,
in
like,
a non-misogynistic
dumb bitch,
way.
That's her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Just come up with one in your head.
I've got
that's
one.
That's who this one, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, yeah, I'm just in town for auditions, and this show's really cool. It's like, it's about an autistic guy that can talk to ghosts.
Oh, I thought it was an autistic girl that could talk to ghosts and then solves crimes.
I don't know, dude.
She's like a precog or something. She solves crime. I don't know. It sounded like the worst thing ever. And she's like, yeah, I think it's
the
really
power of being autistic.
Yeah,
to talk
yeah.
to ghosts. Are they autistic ghosts?
I think
it sounds like a pretty good show, actually. I would watch this show.
Well,
like what about being autistic?
I don't
or
know.
Or is that just a coincidence?
Her autism gave her some
what
sort
if Superman,
of supernatural
what if
powers.
Superman was retarded?
Hmm? There is a retarded Superman. His name's Bizarro.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
Bizarro?
Yeah.
No.
Bizarro's really funny.
Bizarro was like
he looks
a different
fucked
planet.
Up. Yeah,
he's like different planet.
And he
yeah,
literally
he
does shit like that.
Like literally a mentally retarded
yeah,
Superman.
Yeah. That's
he
true.
Wears like a pendant around his neck that says number one.
Yep. Yeah, the little alien guy, Mr. Magazigazig or whatever.
Yeah,
the
Mr. Mixapixelix
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Mr. Sucks
yeah, dude,
a lot
that was
of
a good ass show.
That was Superman.
The Superman show?
Yeah.
With Dean Cain?
No, man.
Which
that
Superman?
One was good too, though.
No, it's
Terry Hatcher could.
Oh, that
get
was.
It.
Yeah, Terry
Lois
Hatcher
and Clark.
Was five.
Dab.
Yeah.
The Superman show that was like the same as the Batman
yeah, yeah.
animated series.
Oh, the,
that was
yeah,
really
animated.
Good, man. They yeah. got a couple of them
the
movies.
The Batman animated series used to be super dark. It was like, he was like sad
yeah,
all the time.
Bye,
yeah.
Amber.
Bye, Amber.
What are you doing?
Have a good night.
Nice, dude.
Oh,
hell
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
fuck.
Yeah.
Amber's I love when my boys fuck.
Yeah, what, I'm not really into Batman or Superman or any of that
yeah,
quote unquote
are.
Gay shit, which I don't call it that. Other people, other bad guys say that. Me, I'm open minded, but I've heard in passing. I've heard while I'm riding the train around. I've heard
yeah.
comic books be referred to as quote unquote gay shit, which
yes.
again, I find.
You've heard it in like in large hallways when the echo of you screaming
yeah.
the words gay shit
yeah.
comes
and
back
really,
to you.
And really
when
cool
I was doing the get
it.
Kicked out of every New York library challenge, going from one library to the next, calling the anime gay, going into the anime section. So it's on record that I think anime is gay at every
yeah.
library in New York. So no one can accuse me of secretly watching.
So if you,
anime.
Yeah, yeah. If you, if someone finds some accidental anime
yeah.
on your laptop,
if somebody finds my a Netflix instant queue, which is filled to the brim with anime.
We're talking Ghost in a Shell. We're talking fuck Naruto.
Yeah, the Gundam
Ghost in the
Warriors.
Shell listens to Cumtown.
Huh?
Scarlett Johansson, shout out.
Our
yeah,
fan,
oh yeah,
our fans. Scarlett Johansson.
Huge
shout out.
We
fought.
We all fucked
out.
Her.
I think. I don't remember.
Don't talk boring. About her that way, stop. Please, do not talk about.
I don't remember. Did we?
No, we didn't. No.
We didn't fuck Scarlett Johansson.
Somebody got mad at me because I told
I
the story about
I just want Scarlett to know
guy.
That I'm standing up for her right now.
This guy that had a fucking poster of The Notebook above his bed in his dorm at GW because he had a crush on Rachel McAdams. But it's like, that's not the fucking
yeah.
movie you pick, mm-hmm. dude.
There's
also,
so
don't have a poster in your room. What are you, like a fucking 14-year-old girl?
You see, he wasn't a
put
dorm.
Cool shit
people
up
in college
room.
Have posters,
like,
though.
Like tools?
They have the Bob Marley poster. They have the
yeah, yeah,
Reservoir
yeah, yeah.
Dogs
someone
poster.
Someone who listens to the show said that they couldn't listen to the show anymore because that was their friend. They just happened to know the guy. He was my friend's roommate, and I made fun of him, and I think I mentioned his name.
Guess what? Good fucking riddance.
Yeah.
Whoever's
yeah.
not listening, suck these fucking low-hanging balls.
We have literally hundreds of
Adam has
listeners.
Some low-hangers.
You've seen him?
I've seen your nutsack.
Oh, when I bent over.
You know what's really sad about when I lost my phone? My phone that got stolen in Baltimore? I had a beautiful video of your balls.
Ass. Yeah.
And I wanted to edit together.
Oh, you got
to
use iCloud, baby.
I am now.
I use iCloud.
And then I could get fappening.
My brand new Mac died.
Bullshit.
10 months. Fucking logic board failed.
Did you get a new one?
Nope. No, I got to buy AppleCare because they just replaced the board and all the shit in there. And I mean, I'm assuming it's going to happen again because they make shit computers.
No, they make good ones. You're the only person I've ever heard in my life have this problem.
My shit has lasted since 2009.
I had that Toshiba. I got it for $700 and it's lasted years. It's slow as fuck. It's heavy. It's like you can't take it anywhere.
Yeah, it's like 20 pounds.
Yeah, but I mean, that computer will never die.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I edit every show on it.
Really?
Yeah, I tried editing when I was editing the audio for the
soundboard.
Yeah, the soundboard. The fucking Mac died. You know, just crashing, restarting.
That sucks. I want to buy one. I want to buy a Mac.
You should get
a Mac,
dude. I'm a professional app developer.
Dude. Yeah.
Well, you got
the
regular
Steve. Imagine if Steve Jobs were still alive. I'd shoot him an email and say, Steve. Fellow innovator here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm designing Imagineer. A soundboard app where my friend says things like Billy Joel and whatever, man. This shit's
Fava
boring. Who cares?
When did I say Fava Beans, by the way?
I don't know.
Why did you say it that way?
I have no idea.
That's so weird.
It was actually pretty cool, dude. I pulled your audio from one episode. And
that was all one
episode?
I
brought it into Logic. And then if in Logic, you can strip silence and set like the thresholds and like where how much of it cuts. And then it just separates the entire your like track for the show into individual words.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or like individual statements.
That's fun.
Yeah. Then I could just go through all of them and I don't have to listen to all the fucking silence. And it was pretty easy to pull all that shit. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about or why you kept saying fava beans. Because you said it multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
A cupcake and a candy bar.
I'm sure there's a listener out there that's like, episode 52, minute 11.
In episode 4 FOB, Itchy hits Scratchy's ribcage twice, producing two completely different notes. I mean, what are we supposed to believe? This is some sort of magic xylophone?
Fuck, man. I gotta take a piss. You guys handle this without me.
I don't know if we can, dude.
It's rolling. It's pretty rolling
right
now.
Are we doing a spot on this? This is the regular episode.
This is the regular episode.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you fucking pieces of shit about Greece whether you want to hear about it or not.
Because there's topics that we have to cover. We
can get to
the Greece
list.
Thing at the end. Hold on. God damn it.
What do we have to cover?
Oh, Nick's precious list.
I didn't make a list this time.
Oh, I thought you were
pulling
it up. Then
what the fuck topics do we have to cover?
We have to cover... Hurricane Maria.
Earthquake.
Is there another
hurricane
in
Mexico
Irma.
City?
Yeah, there was an earthquake in Mexico City.
Oh, damn.
Do you see that video that
people are dead?
That building
really?
Collapsing?
I do not watch videos of Mexico. You know that about
I hope
me.
The tacos are okay.
Well, you know that
yeah,
I...
Yeah, me too. Boom, Taco Bell. Yo quiero Taco Bell. That's what I have to say about the earthquake. Anyways.
Good thing we fucking on. Checked that one off.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Remember that chihuahua?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Chihuahua could speak like a Mexican American.
I wonder if anyone's made the observation that all these natural disasters, it's kind of like the world's ending because of Donald Trump.
Oh,
you know?
That's something.
It's like Mother Nature's pissed off or something, folks.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature's a woman and she doesn't like getting her pussy grabbed.
Yeah.
By those, by those little hands.
What I like to think is happening is that the world is imploding because people are criticizing the president.
That's right.
The only person
they don't have respect
to
for the office
from Kim Jong Un.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From a guy addicted to cheese.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he's addicted.
What kind of cheese?
Emmental Swiss cheese.
Yeah, dude.
Is that good? Is that good cheese?
He almost killed himself with cheese.
Whoa. Respect.
Yeah, stop. You should actually be standing up a little bit more for your brother.
I could hang with Kim Jong-un.
He's a hoop head.
He loves basketball.
Yeah.
My man almost killed himself off cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
I love that,
it's like
dude.
If you ran a country.
Dude, if I ran a country, I would definitely have died.
That's gotta be...
You'd be wearing those,
be
like,
some
those
file
Hillary
of the CIA planning on how to fucking... exploit that cheese thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to get in with the cheese.
Yeah.
You think he got to fuck that assassin that wore the LOL shirt? He killed his cousin or whatever?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Get to fuck assassins?
That video is insane.
It is really wild.
Like the spray and the LOL t-shirt.
How do you want to get assassinated?
So like James Bond style?
Borax in the dust it eats.
So put some- a raid can.
You want this? You want this into a national tin can that smells nice, but he gets in there and his feet are stuck to the ground and he can't move.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are saying. In this bully,
a giant plastic fucking fly swatter gets you, dude.
Fly swatter,
stuck
yeah, that happens.
Paper and you can't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, a fucking chameleon fucking yeah. sticks his tongue out.
You guys didn't even do the one about the light. I see a light. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, it goes. Zzz.
Yeah, and I get
shut
zapped.
Up, dude. Stop trying to participate.
Well, I'm just trying to help you rip.
Bugs can't talk.
Come on.
Fuck. Did you know they made a movie about Adam's life?
It's called
The Bug's Life.
Yeah, obviously.
He's in that movie, James and the Giant Peach, but it's a different version where James fucks the bug. In that peach?
Yeah, no, yeah, that was, yeah, I know.
Thanks, man. Lit his ass up, dude.
Ra, ra, ka, 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 ka.
Fucking bug. You fucking bug nerd, dude.
You're a fucking bug, bitch. The best burn of all time.
This is
like, what did we call him last time? A baby. We called him a baby.
The baby. Yeah, that was funny.
And then what else? There was something really stupid a couple times ago.
I don't know.
Dude, who cares? Fuck Adam. He's a bug.
Yeah.
I'm a bug. Get your fucking antennae off me, bitch.
Yeah. He's sending chemicals out to the other men bugs. He's doing dances at them to tell them where his asshole is.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna like do a tweet tomorrow about like Trump or something. And then
yeah, get a bunch of RTs.
All these kids are gonna be like, oh, I don't know, bugs can tweet.
Good.
They just do
everyone
that.
Do that at Adam.
I'm glad that's happening, dude.
Every time Adam tweets, please respond, I didn't know bugs could tweet.
Fuck. I love being with the damn boys, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I made a big fat fucking steak today, dude.
I saw that steak. I think you're exaggerating how big that steak was.
I cut it in half.
Oh. How much did it weigh? I go always a pound at least.
It was a pound and like 1.2 or something like that.
That's good.
It was a $20 steak.
But they're bone in, huh?
Little bit of bone, not a lot. Yeah. Small bone.
Ribeye
is the only kind of steak.
If, they have nice marbleization.
Unless you're gonna fucking season the shit. If you're gonna season it, you get whatever.
Nah, dude, you need that ribeye's the best. Fatty shit, dude.
Ribeye is the best, but I mean, I can get away with a different cut.
I
need
cut.
Leaner cuts. I can't eat a pound of steak.
I don't like filet that much.
It doesn't fit my macros.
Filet can suck my dick.
But filet is like supposed to be the nicest one.
No, that's bullshit. That's
filet
the way
mignon?
People say fucking chicken breast is the... Get that dry
you
shit out of my
any,
ass.
No, you could take any
chicken breast
well.
Sucks my dick.
You
thigh number one.
Right. Well, thigh is better. I agree.
Let me put it this way. Chicken fucking sucks. And I'm saying that as someone that eats chicken constantly.
That's not true.
Chicken thigh is good.
I went to Popeye's
boring,
the other
dude.
Day.
Chicken
got
is
all
fucking
thigh.
Boring.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
That's my... That,
got
I
a
love
five
that.
Piece?
Five
Five
piece?
Yeah, me and Max. Five thighs.
I love it, bro.
Pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
But
as
drumsticks,
shit.
Delicious. Thighs, right? I mean, it's fatty. That's
no,
why
no,
it tastes
no.
good.
The fucking thing above the
drumsticks are the same meat.
It's the same type
dark
of meat.
Meat. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. A drumstick feels like a little too cute to me.
You know what I miss?
having sex with men?
That day we had the the day we went to Amish market.
Oh, what a beautiful day that was!
You bring it up all the time.
It was one of the best days of one of the best fucking mornings of my life, dude.
Yeah. I went to that Outback Steakhouse with my friend for his 18th birthday right before he shipped out to the Marines.
Nice. Yeah. Is he alive still?
Yeah, he got blown up in Iraq.
Damn.
And then he was in Walter Reed for a while, and then he married some fat woman, and now he has a bunch of kids, and he's an airplane mechanic.
Doesn't that happen? They assign you a fat woman in the Army?
Yeah, pretty much. No, you get home, and you marry, like, the first girl to ever jack you off. You know, like, when you're like, we rediscovered our love from eighth grade. I came on her fucking jelly bracelet behind the movie theater, and now we're in love again. She's 400 pounds now, but you know what? I mean, I can't walk good anymore, and I lose my fucking temper real easy. But we have a family. We have a big family now and everything. I'm sure he's a good dad. He seems like he would be.
Yeah, all those people are better people than us, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm making fun of that guy. I wish I could have that kind of stability in my
yeah,
life.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, I have to resign to being a millionaire.
Yep.
Just the busy life. You know, a lot of people think because I'm a tech billionaire that I just live this jet set and lifestyle, but I actually have very little free time.
Yeah.
You know, between the gym and buying supplements and, you know, fucking going to Home
Depot.
Making
a ham scramble.
Making a ham scramble. Trying to figure out how to make my own sconce.
What's a sconce?
Sconce is like a recessed
Look how
light.
Excited Adam was to tell me what a sconce that. Was. And it's not a recessed light.
It's a light on the wall. It's not like a lamp.
It's just a lamp on the wall.
It's a lamp on a wall. It's not recessed.
Okay.
It can be recessed.
Like Adam's ass. His recessed ass.
Wait, should I have an outside ass?
No, I mean, your ass cheeks are convex. They're concave.
Concave. Like your chest.
How is that even? You've seen my butt.
It's dented in.
Yeah,
it looks like it looks like an upside down booster seat. That's what your ass looks like.
Yeah,
you got arrested for letting little kids sit inside.
It looks
your
like
ass.
Yeah, it looks like an egg carton.
Yeah, There's some guy at the park trying to trick kids into sitting in his ass, his dented ass.
But your asshole is prolapsed.
His
which
fucking
is funny.
Ass cheeks look like a tampered with Snapple cap. And they fucking Adam gets fucked and his ass cheeks suck in. Well, pop. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me do the noise.
Yeah, do the noise.
There
we
go. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know. Adam's not fresh anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get his ass.
He's used up.
Yeah.
Well,
he's used up, but you
like
can still
a Snapple cap.
You can still use that boy pussy a little bit.
Yeah, I have like fun a Snapple tidbits. Cap. There's tidbits underneath.
You copy.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to start to say it so I could intercept. Right. Fucking snatch that right out of your stupid bug mouth.
It's my thorax.
Snatched it right out of your web, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another way you die, wrapped up in a web from a spider.
Being eaten by a Korean spider.
Yeah. Yeah, I got 8 legs. Yeah, you come in my house, I eat you. How dare you come in my house? My house made out of silk. I 8 legs, I feed you to baby. I ate my own husband.
Hell yes. Korean spider, baby.
That's our new character.
I love
show,
it.
People wanted a follow-up to Retarded Man That Owns a Valero.
Well, we also did Retarded Elmer Fudd Who Thinks He's Dracula.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, we got some good shit, man.
Yeah,
I still have to piss. Let me know when I'm allowed.
I have to pee, too. You can go piss whenever you want.
Do you want to cross swords?
No.
No, we need to...
That would be so us, though.
We need to discuss the hottest topic this week.
What happened?
I don't know, some politics bullshit probably.
Oh, Sean Spicer at the Emmys.
Oh,
how about
Sean
that?
Sean Spicer at the Emmys.
Fucking pieces of shit.
He's
fuck Sean
retarded,
Spicer.
Dude. It's like the whole resistance thing is retarded and it's like...
How the fuck is Adam Baldwin going to kiss him on the cheeks?
Adam Baldwin's a conservative.
Is he?
Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin?
No, yeah.
No,
I thought you said Adam Baldwin. Animal mother.
Huh?
Animal mother.
Is that another Baldwin that I don't know about?
Yeah, Adam Baldwin from fucking Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, I don't...
I know Billy Baldwin.
Yeah. No, Adam Baldwin is not one of the Baldwin brothers.
Daniel... Ooh. Danny Baldwin is a conservative.
Yeah, there's one that doesn't fuck with him.
Yeah, I think Danny. The fat old one.
I'm glad that motherfucker didn't meet the Pope.
Fuck Stallone's brother is like that, too. He's like radical right wing.
Stallone is a conservative, too.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He just can't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, Frank does all the angry tweeting for for Sly. I want to rewatch Rocky, dude. I had a hankering to watch Rocky the other day.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch Rocky.
That movie's it's so much fun.
Yeah, of course.
It's an underdog story.
It's he won Academy Award winning screenplay.
Adrian.
Everyone says he sold his dog. Have you seen those viral videos about how Stallone, like, first he had to be in porn, which is hilarious.
Softcore. When he was sleeping at the Port Authority bus station.
But I still think you see his cock.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure you see his cock, and it's pretty big. Yeah. But then he says he had to sell his dog to, like, make rent at the YMCA or whatever.
Who's buying a dog?
Exactly.
You just bought a dog, Adam.
I didn't buy a dog.
You paid $500 for your
dog. No, I didn't. I paid $0.
You paid zero?
Yeah.
That's what your dog is worthless to you?
So you got the shittiest dog that you could get.
Dude, yeah, if I buy of course, a dog, so people feel bad.
I'm going to get a fucking $40,000 dog.
Such a waste of money.
No. It's a fucking purebred.
They like
it's
die
only
in
fucked
10
its
years.
Family. I want
purebreds are
only
bad dogs.
Ever fucked first, yeah, yes, but they're better than your dumbass dog.
Why?
Because they're fucking royal.
Because there's some like Joseph Mengele, like
yeah, because someone beat off their dad and put the and then spit the jizz in the
with the mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's the Immaculate Conception, by the way. That's how it happened.
My friend Tommy, growing up, used to tell me that
the archangel sucked off God. And
used to tell me that Alan
pussy.
Arvison was immaculately conceived.
Who?
My friend Tommy, growing up, he'd be like, "Yeah, Alan Iverson's mom. Someone jizzed on her pussy, and then it got in it."
That's not immaculate conception.
That's not at all immaculate
That's
conception.
That's regular conception, you fucking idiot.
It's non-penetrative.
Adam's coming from his stupid world of bug reproduction.
Where someone told me Alan Iverson's mom laid an egg, and no one came and spread their jizz on it, and then Alan was born.
I didn't believe it.
Asexually.
Mm-hmm.
Where he has gay sex with himself.
Comes out of
gay
sexual. I reproduce gay sexually.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it first.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I said it before
you. I said it, and I set up
you
the joke.
You didn't get the pun. Yeah, I did the pun first.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did it, but stop
praying.
Stop sucking up.
He's not sucking up.
Yes, he's sucking up.
You were sucking up.
That's a
bunch
suck
of fucking
I'm not
smaller
larvae.
Bugs into your stupid nose. Your long nose. You get nutrients out of a hole in dried mud.
You
fucking millipede?
Yeah.
That's why you got a fucking
Adam has
legs.
1,000 arms and none of them can reach a small ass dick. They're all just trying to reach the dick. And it's just curling up and it's not working.
1,000 arms, 0 push-ups.
This is like that Kafka book. The guy who sucked
the
at
bug.
Podcasting.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he turn into a beetle or whatever in that Kafka book?
Yeah.
He turns into
Adam.
A fly, you fucking idiot.
He turns into Adam.
Oh, I didn't know he turned into Adam. Thank you, Nick.
God damn it. What was the big topic we had to talk
Did
about?
Did something happen? I don't think
There's a
happened.
New Obamacare repeal. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What did you fucking quote tweet about it?
I quote tweeted like, I can't even, and got 1,000 RT. It's pretty tight.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not on Twitter, and I can just do things like worry about buying the best mattress.
You didn't buy the best
you
mattress.
You didn't buy it. You made a hasty decision.
That's why I said worrying about it. You fucking idiot. Why don't you just listen to things and parse sentences and think critically for...
Stav also made that mistake. He also didn't
Stav
understand.
Stav is a dumb guy who lives in the moment and has a good
Thank
time.
Thank you.
I'm fine with that.
Carpe diem.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
I have a good time.
I got
time.
That tattooed on my balls. My right time. Ball's carpe, my left ball's DM, baby.
Yeah.
And your bitch sucks them both, Adam.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
What do you think of that? Wait, you think it sounds fun to suck my balls?
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a good time.
Adam lives on your balls like a mite. Like the Honey, I Shrunk
oh,
the Kids.
Oh, no. Do I have fucking puke? Do I have lice? Dude, yeah. Do I have crabs? Is Adam and his family on my balls?
His whole family. Rick Moranis shrunk Adam's whole family. They're just being bullied by that Korean spider.
Yeah, fuck you. Don't touch my house. You touch my house, I fear it. I fear it. I'll wrap you up. Oh, fuck. So I spent some time in Greece with my cousin Leonida.
Finally.
You brought this up already. He doesn't
have
a job.
I never finished.
He lives with his family. And he bartends and makes no money.
Yeah, but he went on the episode we didn't air, you dumb motherfucker.
Oh.
And he fucks in a tent. He's a grown man that fucks in a tent.
To go, like, he goes outside his parents'
house.
Like,
that's where he lives. In the summer, he doesn't rent a room. He rents a tent. And he fucks tourists in
his tent.
What kind
of tent are we talking about?
Like a camping tent.
You can't even stand up in it?
No. It's hilarious. He's 32 years old. And he fucks in a tent.
Maybe
so,
he should start a podcast.
What a bunch of dumb tourists.
Yeah, dude, imagine.
Who's doing that?
Americans,
just
dude.
Just fucking these dumb
Any
Australian
accent.
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah, Australians, they're a disgrace when they're on vacation.
I explained to him what Snapchat was. I was like, yeah, you take a picture and then it disappears. And he was like, you should call me Leonida Snapchat because when I fuck, I disappear.
Yeah, yeah, I fucked some girl from Denmark one time.
Oh, nice, dude.
The accent. And she's like, yeah, I have not fucked other. This is only a time fuck American. Or whatever. I'm like, wow.
And you're like, please don't make eye contact.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm trying to come.
The one you picked?
That's yeah.
I had sex with a German once.
A German?
Yeah, from Germany.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about Adam's story. Sorry, I didn't realize it was Adam's story time.
Adam, what else happened?
Yeah, what happened, Adam?
I don't know.
Say
I thought
make
it was
a joke about the Holocaust or Nazis or whatever.
I thought it was kind of neat.
Go ahead.
What was neat about it?
I don't know.
Please explain to us.
Yeah.
We're all actually
What's
interested.
What's neat about it? About having sex.
Just as a European style of sex.
In what sense?
In that the girl penetrates the boy. Oh, fuck. God damn it. What was the top? I'm like losing my mind. I've destroyed this entire episode by not being able to remember the one thing.
No, it's been fun.
That I wanted to fucking bring up, which is, come on. I should have written
being
it down.
Straight.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, how about this? In dog beers, I've only had one.
In dog beers? That's pretty good t-shirt.
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I remember there was a kid with Down syndrome that went to my community college that would wear a t-shirt, like a novelty t-shirt that said graduate spelled wrong. And
nice.
Then he's crossed off.
I've seen that
and
one.
Then, yeah, and then.
That's a classic.
Three or four times, yeah. But somebody bought that for him, and it's like,
yeah,
come on. You know?
That's like buying Adam a shirt that says female body inspector.
Yeah.
Because he's gay.
Or a Bugs Life shirt.
Yeah, official promotional merchandise from Ants, the movie.
I identify with that.
He's more of an ants guy than a Bugs Life.
Of course.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
He's bootleg.
I was waiting for you guys to make that.
You were waiting to go into your cocoon.
To come out as a gayer bug. Guess what? You think you're a butterfly? You're a moth, bitch.
Yeah.
You're not even a sexy-ass butterfly. Yeah, you're an ugly-ass moth,
eating
dude.
People's fucking clothes. Yeah. Eating girls' clothes.
Yeah.
That's quick, a little clothes. Attracted to fucking light bulbs, ass bitch. You're not out there frolicking on nice flowers like a fucking cool ass butterfly. You're in musty ass closets.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You're outside
yeah,
of a
yeah.
shack.
What?
Hanging out around a light bulb outside of a shack.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, in one of those outdoor bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to take a shit. You're just on the wall trying to be a leaf.
Why do they smell like that? Like old people.
That's what mothballs are.
You mean, why do you smell like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do we smell like that?
I don't know. Tell us.
Why can, like, old people not deal with that?
Is there your dust-based diet?
That's true. That's the reason, bitch.
God.
God damn. I love that you're a bug. This is my job. fuck. Can't wait to think of other bugs you are later in the episode.
Oh man, this one's bad, but it's good.
Yeah, it's fine. Who gives a fuck, dude?
I'm really happy.
I can't wait till people stop listening. We can kill ourselves.
Yeah, same.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Damn, over 100 people are dead now in Mexico. That's one for every mattress company. By night, nearly 140 people have been killed across the country, including scores in the state of Morelos, close to the epicenter of the quake, and dozens here in the capital, Mexico City. But the figure was expected to climb, especially because rescuers were still frantically digging out...
They don't do the LR thing.
Frantically digging out people trapped beneath mounds of rubble. My name's Janice Bitch, Channel 7 News. The earthquake hit shortly after 1 p.m. about 100 miles from Mexico City. It registered a preliminary magnitude 7.1, causing heavy and prolonged shaking in the capital. Capitalia. More than 40 buildings and other structurios in Mexico City collapsed, including at least dos schools, officials said, crushing cars and trapping some people inside. No Kiro, Taco Bell said. Emergency workers and ordinary citizens raced to the side. I always wish they would do that. The voice, the change thing, the code switch thing with, like, tragic stories and not, like...
Yeah.
You know, there was a parade
and that's
for
why.
Stealing health care.
Yeah.
There was, it was the fifth annual parade for, you know, getting a job outside of mm-hmm. Home Depot or, I don't
yep.
know, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever. What was the one in Maryland called?
The parade?
CASA. Was CASA of Maryland the...
CASA?
Immigrant outreach program.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, as a white ethnic immigrant, people kind of like don't even consider us immigrants.
Yeah.
You know?
You're a blimpigrant.
Blimpigrant?
Yeah. You floated over the border.
I would love to be a blimp, dude.
Dude, they got, I was reading every like.
You go wherever the fuck you want.
Once a year, I fucking get really into the idea of bringing back Zeppelins. Because really, it was the Hindenburg that fucked it up for everybody.
Right. But they didn't go that
fast.
They were
using hydrogen, right?
You know, they go like 80 miles per hour.
A plane goes way faster.
Yeah, well, the reason Hindenburg happened is because the United States was the only country that had helium as a lifting gas. Because we had a bunch of fucking helium caverns or whatever.
Nice.
So in the rest of the world, it was really expensive, or at least in the rest of the world where they manufacture Zeppelins. And they would use hydrogen, which was, like, extremely fucking dangerous.
Flammable as all
yeah.
dick.
So they could do them with helium now. You could just make fucking helium Zeppelins, and they would be safe and fine.
Like the Goodyear blimp?
Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, well, any of them. Any rigid airship or non-rigid airship. You know, they use safer lifting gases. But we could be traveling. Boys, we could have a fucking Zeppelin for the show.
How much do you think that would set us back?
$1.4 million.
That's
I've looked
nothing.
Into it.
That's nothing. We make that... We make...
A full
twice
size,
that
a full size
on ads
Zeppelin.
Alone,
dude. We go up there, get a little Wi-Fi going, a
yes.
sauna.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah. How big is the little like place that
you're
people
not
chill in?
You're not allowed on the blimp, so don't.
Well,
ask
it's fine. Us. I can fly anyway.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
It's gonna be too high.
Not up. Not past 10, 12 feet.
Fine.
Something
okay.
Like that.
Whatever. Sorry. Sorry.
Or you'd be eaten by birds.
Yeah, dude. We're gonna have our fucking hawk around.
Yeah,
you want to be, you want to fucking tangle with him?
Yeah, dude.
You'll end
sick
up
the bird on.
You're
him.
Gonna end up in his my man's beak.
Yeah, yeah. We Adam had to leave the show because he got eaten by a toucan. They confused his spotless body for a baby cherry, and he got eaten by Toucan Sam. He thought he was fruit.
Yep. The new cherry-flavored Fruit Loop. But it's actually Adam, who's a ladybug, if you'll recall, initially, is what we called him.
Talia Hernandez, 28, was on the second floor of the building, taking a tattoo class. When the earthquake hit and tore down through the structure, she said she rolled down the stairs as they were collapsing. She managed to escape the building, but broke her foot. I can't believe I'm alive, she said, weeping and in shock. Oh, did you see that fucking bus crash in Queens?
Yeah, that was fucked up, dude. That.
Brutal, dude. I was like, man, that is wicked. And then I find out, guess what? My man, the driver, he's Chinese.
Yep, I know.
Let's hear it for the boy. Real last dude of the week. Go on, this guy. Fucking driving drunk.
Oh, yeah.
60 miles per hour in a 20 fucked up mile off per hour sake. Zone. Yeah, right.
You know?
Driving that fucking shitty Atlantic City bus.
Yep.
Can you imagine trying to go to Atlantic City and you die?
God damn.
That's a sad way to go.
Yeah. Well, maybe you lucked out, you know?
Yeah. Could have gotten much worse at Atlantic.
Have you been to Atlantic City?
Never been to AC.
Have you?
Never.
You tried to get me to go once, like a year ago.
Sam Pitchell was like going on a whim, I think. Or maybe it was Racine going.
Racine asked me the other day if I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I'd go with Racine.
I mean, I grew up around that shit, so it's not that. I mean, it's got the beach there. I guess
you
that's different than
blood,
Vegas.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I
you
just
can't go
the
back.
Beach would be nice, dude. You can find a nice. God damn it, you're such a fucking idiot, dude.
Is it okay?
Why don't you just not kick the recorder off the table?
It was an accident.
Did it fuck it up?
No.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe.
I'll fuck your ass if you fucked it up, bitch.
I think we're fine.
Yeah, the beach would be nice, dude. You find a nice little shell to crawl into? It'd be your house?
That's a hermit
find
crab.
Find a new house for yourself?
Congratulations, you just evolved, bitch.
A little piece of trash pet. It'd get sold down at the boardwalk.
Lobsters look like bugs, so you're also a lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sort of look like bugs. They got exoskeletons.
They are literally a type of bug.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are one, bitch. You're all Sebastian right. From The Little Mermaid, but gayer.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-da, Adam's a homo. He sucks guys' dicks.
Oh, I'm HIV. Oh, I'm HIV. I don't tell anyone, just like Ray Sharkey. I'm HIV.
Adam's gay. Suck on my dick. Ariel, bad bitch. Jasmine, yeah, thank dude. You. You to Ariel or Jasmine?
Adam's favorite princess is
Jasmine
Aladdin.
Had a pussy.
That's true.
Adam what, wants to said? Sleep with Aladdin.
Yeah. I identify with Aladdin.
To, no, you're going to be dominated by that Muslim. That shut magical Muslim.
I used to think he was you. Jewish when I was a kid because he had the little hat. So I thought that...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was
you just
wrong.
Have to take everything for yourselves, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, when you're a kid, you
can't
identify
let any,
with,
you
like...
You can't let any culture have anything.
Whatever, dude.
I don't remember ever identifying with anything.
No?
No.
Just Fonzie.
I still don't have a sense of self. I feel like disembodied, noticed. Sort of.
Yeah, I don't... I used to...
You're like on ketamine all the time.
Kind of, yeah. Literally and figuratively.
I'm on ketamine.
Have you ever taken ket before?
Ketamine?
Yeah, British club people love it.
Yeah?
No, one time I was doing...
You know what British club people also love?
Gay sex.
That's true.
How
would you know that, actually?
Because I figured that's what you were going to say.
No, you're spending time there.
Have you been there?
In
have
British
you had
club?
Gay sex with British guys?
Yeah. You
yeah?
Have, do some buggering.
You got buggered?
Have a proper bollocking.
You got bollocked?
Yeah.
I love a nice proper bollock.
Just get properly bollocked.
I want to fuck a right fit bird.
Yeah.
I want to bugger a right fit bird.
Snog a lass. Is that
snog a lass. That works, yeah. Snog a fat
lass is more
lass.
Like
shut up.
Scottish.
How do you say tits in British?
Tits?
Muppers.
British women have huge tits.
Oh, I want to suck some big, meaty British tits.
Where? How do you conclude that?
Statistically, they have the largest cup size of any nation. Britain.
I love it. I don't know that
it
that's
does?
True.
Yep. Look it up.
I want to suck some
British
big,
women
pale,
have the biggest
milky
tits
titties.
In the world.
How does that make any sense?
What do you mean, how does it make any sense?
Because A, it's
companies
a pretty
that
diverse
manufacture...
country.
Bras. The largest bras are statistically shipped and sold mostly in
I feel like
I would say
in
the
here
United
just
States,
we're fat as shit.
Because we're fat, yeah.
Well, you would be wrong.
Britain's.
I understand you would say the wrong answer.
Okay, sure,
but
pull it
you
up.
Would be wrong.
Pull it up.
Pull up my dick.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I've already pulled it up. I know this for a fact.
Yeah, dude.
It okay. Well, why? It doesn't
just
make
because,
sense.
Because what? You flutter around closets eating bras all day long? You think okay. You know better?
Yeah. In your experience, when you've eaten bras in America versus England, what have been bigger? Adam?
Adam's got to Google it now because he's so upset about possibly being wrong about something that he's never looked at.
You made a claim. I'm just trying to see if it's true or not, and it doesn't say.
What's a nice slang for titties in British?
Adam.
I want to sucker Adams.
Adam's a tit. A tit mouse. I guess. What the fuck was that damn thing I wanted
what?
To bring
yeah.
up?
Yeah, are you doing a bit? I don't know what's
no,
going on
there
here.
Was like three or four things. That's why I didn't take notes, because I was like, oh yeah, these are big. We got to talk about this. I guess, I don't know, not North Korea. Who gives a shit? I don't really care about this earthquake. I mean, yeah, it sucks that people died, but...
Yeah, that's bad.
You know, I mean, there's been so many disasters recently. It's like, mm-hmm. You know, that's why you only have Christmas once a year.
Yep.
You know who doesn't get that right? The Jews. They do holidays every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's why nobody cares about any of their holidays.
You're wrong.
What do you mean?
Who's
I'm
got
wrong?
The biggest titties?
Russia, Finland, Sweden, Norway.
Nope. Ooh, I looked it up. It was in an article that I read that Britain ships the most of them.
It doesn't make sense. It's an incredibly diverse country.
And you said it was America. So you went. You just looked through
I
all
said
these
that,
sources
no,
to
I
find
said,
the word. Britain
yes.
is not the
well,
answer.
Yes, America, on average, has larger breasts than Great Britain. Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's still, you said America had the most.
You did.
I said it would make the most sense that America would because there's so many fat people. And Stav actually said that first.
You're fucking
so you're fucking wrong, Nick.
I'm not wrong.
You're wrong with your fucking snide... Fucking look down at you, fucking...
Can you chill for a second, man? You're being kind of hostile right now.
I'm being a bug right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you're being a bugger.
Yeah.
You're the only bug that buggers other bugs. Why is ass fucking buggering? I don't get that.
Buggery.
Why does it mean
now we're all
that?
Looking at our phones.
Yeah, no, because you can't just handle the fact that I stated something, and so you have to go find some other study... Which is wrong, by the way.
You're pathetic.
Nick commissioned to study himself.
You're pathetic. You're the one that had to spitefully get your phone out because you can't score a single point this episode with your shit little bug body. You said, oh, something to contest.
It's not our fault. We're literally 1,000 times larger than you as humans versus a bug.
Yeah, right. When earlier tonight you thought that a movie with Paul Giamatti in it was a documentary.
Yeah, you did say. No. What was it called?
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
Too Big to Fail. He said, he thought it was a documentary.
Well, because it was a book.
Actors in it playing
it was
characters.
A book?
Yeah, that's never. There's
that
never
adapted
been.
Into a
you know how Harry Potter is a documentary.
That doesn't make it a documentary. Yeah. Jesus Christ!
Harry Potter wasn't about something that happened.
Yes, it was.
So here are the countries with the biggest boobs ranked. Number one, U.S. Number two, Canada.
According to who? Titties.com.
Yeah, here's another article. Germany.
Damn, there's two. You know what the only answer is? Ladies of every, if you're listening, ladies in every country, send me pictures of
three
your titties.
Three U.S. non-Caucasian.
And I will tell you.
Four, U.S. Caucasian was one.
Wow.
U.S. non-Caucasian, three.
Fat
four,
white ladies
Ireland.
With those titties.
And you know what it is? It's milk, dude. Because we drink so much goddamn milk, they put hormones in it and make girls have big titties in this country.
Absolutely.
That's my theory.
I think you're right.
Five, Poland. Six, United Kingdom. Seven, Nick. You're fucking wrong.
All right, man. Are you happy?
I'm happy. Yeah.
Why? You needed that?
Yeah, I needed it.
All right. Well, I have to now, after the show, go find the article that I read that said that because you want to go find a counter study.
There's three, four, or five other articles here that do not say that Britain has the largest tits. I don't care. It's just because of the fucking tone.
Why the fuck
what do
you
mean
care
imbecile?
So much.
You're wrong.
Imbecile. You're being a childish.
You can't
imbecile.
Admit that you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm repeating a thing that I read that said
who
Britain has the largest
fuck?
Tits.
We were talking about titties, dude. And you guys had to fuck it up with facts. You know what? I never wanted... Titties are a thing about joy, and they're a thing about just, you know, speaking from the cock and the heart at the same time.
Yeah.
And we're over here doing math about titties. We're over here measuring titties. Yeah.
Adam had to derail the show and get his phone out, and he's shaking his head. He's
all
upset.
I want to do is suck titties. Watch them bounce up and down while I have sex with the woman.
I was trying to remember
woman.
The goddamn thing that
and
I
Nick is still working on that. You know? So let him figure that out.
Figure out what?
The thing we got to talk about.
The show's over. We already
nice.
Did the whole
Have we done
hour.
An hour?
Yep.
Damn.
There's a thing I was supposed to mail off tonight that I didn't do.
What was it?
Don't worry about it. It's work related.
Dude, as executive vice president of this company.
It has nothing to do with the company. It has to do with my own personal career, so.
Oh, nice. Tell
it
us.
It doesn't affect you guys. You
it affects me
because
you're
pay.
My friend.
None of the money will go to you. It all goes to charity.
A lot of people don't know this. Nick donates 100% of every paycheck to charity.
I do donate a lot of my money to charity.
As a tax write-off.
Yeah. I consider not stepping on Adam to be charity. And I spend all the money on, you know, their little lights sort of
yep.
on the floor.
Buying him little leaves for him and his family to eat.
Yeah, right.
Don't bring my family into this.
We have him living in a...
What are you guys having for Thanksgiving?
2 liter with some sticks in there. Yeah. You know how much he loves sticks.
Are you guys going to have, like, palm trees? Palm leaves for Thanksgiving?
It's very
like,
funny.
Is that like, what's the best kind of leaf? What's your favorite leaf?
I don't know.
Fern.
We should just end this now. The whole show, really.
That'd be fun.
All right, good night.
Wait, we have a show, don't we?
Yes, on Monday. Come on, everybody.
Is it this Monday coming up?
This upcoming Monday, the whatever the fuck.
20-something-ish?
Yeah. The fourth Monday, yeah, just as a general principle, we're doing the second and fourth Monday of
we
every
should book
month.
That show.
It was great last
it
time.
It was. Thank you for everybody who came out. Yeah. We're going to find a witch to turn Adam into a man for the show.
Yeah.
And then, a witch.
And then after that, she's going right back to his state as a
bird. Doesn't witch mean feminist now? Isn't that like a feminist
There are
thing?
A lot of women who say they're witches, but they just have black black
Yeah,
that's lipstick.
Like a Tumblr thing.
Yeah, to be yeah,
a
witch. Yeah.
Like a goth girl?
Means you like suck and...
Yeah,
you have crystals and shit.
Yeah, you're like not particularly attractive and
mm-hmm.
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of rude.
Absolutely, you're rude. But you say it's because you're a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just like the women in Salem that were persecuted.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hundreds of years ago.
You channel their spirit. They live through you.
Yeah.
And you're being a mean to men.
Right.
That's getting back for
those
them.
Women
those
would
women.
Have hated you. They were also Puritans.
Yeah. 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 They were slightly cooler Puritans. That doesn't make them cool.
Yeah. You know what movie I tried to like but couldn't?
Hocus Pocus?
The Witch. Yeah, Hocus Pocus I loved.
That's
the Witch
movie.
I actually really liked.
It just didn't do anything.
What's The Witch?
It was cool.
A horror movie from like a year ago.
No, I never saw.
It was, yeah, there's a fucked up little thing.
Have you seen The Crucible?
Adam would be afraid of the movies. So he can't see movies that he's afraid of.
I'm not afraid of any movie.
Yeah, huh?
I've never been afraid.
You're afraid of...
It's a movie. Why would you be afraid?
You're afraid of that one movie where it's like a lizard and he kind of looks like Hunter S. Thompson. But you're afraid because it's a lizard and he's going to eat you.
What? Are you talking about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No, but there was like a lizard version of it. What was that?
What? There's this scene where he's tripping
Ringo?
And he sees lizards.
Ringo.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, that's what you're afraid of. Yeah,
oh, the Johnny Depp movie?
Because he'll eat you.
Rango. Yeah, I never saw that.
But you're
it looks
afraid
bad.
Of it. Because you're afraid of it.
Yeah,
I'm
couldn't
afraid.
Get into The Witch. So
I liked it, man.
That wraps up. Oh, they got fucking Blade Runner coming out on 4K Blu-ray.
And they have a new Blade Runner in the theaters.
2069.
Looks Blade sick.
Runner. Yeah.
You think it's going to be good? It looks like bad.
I should watch sick. A movie or something. I haven't considered
what it. What makes something look good or look bad?
I mean, just rebooting Blade Runner or whatever looks bad to me.
Sounds bad.
Sounds bad. You know what? That sounds bad. The other one looks bad. I wanted to like the other one. I love David
you
Simon.
You should watch it.
I might watch it, but also
I mean,
Maggie
not,
Gyllenhaal.
I don't know why I'm standing up for it.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
No, it's good. Yeah, she's got very droopy 70s
she's
titties.
She's weird.
Yeah, but it's good for the character.
She's the woman.
What do you mean she's
Deep
weird?
Throat?
Linda Lovelace?
Yeah.
No, she's not her. She just plays like a like
droopy, big old pair of droopy 70s titties.
You know what I'm talking about?
I
how
do,
the 70s,
I 100%.
The titties
they
were
hang
droopier.
Low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she plays like a mom that's like...
You know what else you know, you don't see a lot? In like in early Playboys, they had very conical titties.
Yep, the nipples.
They were fucking
like,
fat
titties. We've talked about this before, but Apollonia and Godfather Part 2.
Yes.
Godfather Part 1.
No, no, she had puffy nipples. That's a different
puffy,
difference.
Coney kind of...
But hers weren't that big. I'm talking big, fat missiles. Missile titties.
Yeah, I think that's from like early boob jobs.
No, I think it's because the
bras,
bras
cone shape.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That makes sense.
Well, I wish we could come up with different bra shapes to force women to wear so you could make them any shape we wanted.
Squares.
Like Play-Doh.
Mm.
If I have a wife, I'm going to design custom bras in my woodworking shop that she will be forced to wear to create breasts of all shapes.
I think I'd like round.
I like a nice long tit. like a big TV
a tit
remote.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know,
like
with buttons on it.
A banana tit.
I'm talking about like 35 nipples.
Oh,
all on
you
the
want
top.
Buttons?
Yeah, dude.
Will they do things? Or are they cosmetic mostly?
Yeah. I mean, if I could figure out a way to wire up my wife, you know, get some fucking wires in that body of hers.
Into it through her pussy?
Have her. We're talking about the perfect woman here. So six yes. tits, would all you... remote shaped. They all hook up to my AV receiver. Brain removed. Pulled directly out of her fucking body. What are we putting there instead? That's right, folks. A pussy. Another pussy right on top of her head. I play with my remotes and I fuck the top of her head. And the ass. You get another, you replace the asshole with another pussy. Mm. Put some nipples on those ass cheeks.
Oh yes,
an ass titty.
You're sucking those ass titties. Yeah.
Feet, cut them off. Replace them with more titties.
She's bouncing.
Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking, but what about the companionship aspect? If she doesn't have a brain, fuck that shit.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Who needs companionship? I've got aggression. Mm-hmm. You know? I'm angry about the world. You don't need friends.
No.
You just stay angry.
You need some ass titties to fuck.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. You know? Who needs the companionship of a woman when I got my trusty CB radio? And the other guys out there on the road that really knows what it means
mm-hmm.
to do your own surgery.
That's right.
On your spouse.
So, would you fuck a real girl doll? A real doll?
I mean, I guess, but I wouldn't... Like, if there was one in front of me and I was horny, I guess. I wouldn't buy one.
Like, as a fleshlight, you would, like, use it to...
Yeah, to come.
To come.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it out on a date.
What if, like, when the technology gets better and it's, like,
then
fucking a person?
The answer is still yes. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, you don't understand
what
how
do you
hypotheticals
mean?
Work. Would you fuck a real doll? Yeah. Yeah, but what if they were better?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like one of my hypotheticals.
No, what I'm saying is like, would you pursue that?
No, I would not buy one.
If there was like some sort of android type sex robot.
How much do they cost?
And it was the best sex.
How good does it feel?
You could just go like a prostitute. 50 bucks. And have like the best robot
yeah,
sex
I guess.
Of your life.
Yeah, probably every once in a while.
Just to
if
have
it's a
your
robot
nut, to get your nut.
Yeah, because my biggest problem with prostitution is I don't want
you feel bad that
I
you're hurting
bad.
A person's feelings.
Not that I'm hurting the person's feelings.
You're ruining her day.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be a bright spot, dude. You know, I get prostitutes. I give them back massages.
Either pussy.
Watch The Office together. Eat them out. Yeah. Can you eat a prostitute's pussy? I feel like it would be strange.
I feel like you have to pay more.
Because I do enjoy...
What do you mean you feel like? You know this for sure.
Yeah, tell us from your personal experience.
I've never eaten a prostitute's pussy before.
Why, are you afraid?
That's the
sounds like somebody's a scaredy cat.
God damn, I love that we had to make you say the sentence, I've never eaten a prostitute's pussy before.
Yeah, you put yourself in that situation by wandering into that web.
Luckily, it's a metaphorical one. A literal web would kill you.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should end the show.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Yep.